With us are news. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Tens of thousands of pro-life Americans rallied in Washington earlier today at the 51st annual March for Life.
Around the country, braving snow and freezing temperatures to promote the sanctity of life. Jeannie Mancini is president of the March for Life.
We will march until abortion is unthinkable.
A noontime rally on the National Mall featured a lineup of pro-life religious and political leaders, including House Speaker Mike Johnson. Afterwards, participants marched to the U.S. Capitol building and Supreme Court on behalf of the unborn and pro-life policies.
Correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. January is a tough month when it comes to winter illnesses. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has some tips on how to try to stay healthy.
With cold weather keeping more people indoors for longer periods, we're more susceptible to catching the flu, RSV, or COVID-19. Try to stay in well-ventilated areas. Wash your hands frequently for 20 seconds, and don't be afraid to wear a face mask again. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says COVID-19 is the top illness leading to hospitalizations, and it's important to get tested if you're sick so a doctor can prescribe Paxlovid for COVID or Tamiflu for flu, which has already killed 11,000 people this season. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Uvalde, Texas grand jury has convened to review evidence related to the Robb Elementary School shooting in 2022 that left 19 children and two teachers dead. Families of the victims have renewed calls for law enforcement officers to face criminal charges. On Wall Street, the Dow by 395 points, the Nasdaq rose 255, the S&P 500 advanced 58. This is SRN News. Parents want more control of what their kids learn at school.
According to a new poll from the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, roughly two-thirds of America's moms and dads want to be able to opt their kids out of lessons that conflict with their religious beliefs. 67% of respondents in Beckett's latest Religious Freedom Index study also agree that, quote, parents are the primary educators of their children. The primary bone of contention is curriculum that promotes transgenderism and the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hungary's conservative government says it will not change policies designed to limit kids' exposure to the LGBT lifestyle, even though the European Union is demanding that it do so. The EU vowed to continue withholding billions of euros in funding from Hungary in an effort to force the government to repeal the laws. Budapest has released a statement saying for Hungary it is unacceptable to spread LGBT propaganda. This is SRN News. EVs aren't selling as fast as expected.
Sales of electric vehicles are growing, but not as fast as the industry expected. Many consumers are buying hybrids instead. So Ford is cutting production of the F-150 Lightning electric pickup after weaker than expected EV sales growth. This will affect about 1,400 workers, says Ford. Some will transfer to other jobs, and others are expected to take a special retirement program offer. Ford is also saying that it's creating hundreds of new jobs at its Michigan assembly plant to meet demand for the Bronco SUV and Bronco Raptor, and the all-new Ranger pickup and the Ranger Raptor. I'm Rita Foley.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes sank in 2023 to a nearly 30-year low as mortgage rates climbed to the highest level in more than two decades. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.